Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, there's a lot of kids that still haven't signed yet or haven't committed. They'll be signing, I guess, in December, at the end of December. Then if some of the kids haven't made up their mind, maybe into February. One of them who has made up his mind, and this is a football talent that's been around for a while, a youth league kid who really did extremely well, got on campus at American Heritage and Plantation, and has not stopped impressing. Earlier, committed to attend The Ohio State University, easily one of the top backs in the country. Mark Fletcher is kind enough to join us this evening. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on your commitment and a great career so far.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, not a problem. I remember when they first introduced me to you, I think you were in eighth grade, and
yes,
and I'm thinking, whoa, I mean, you were pretty big back then. And you, the one thing that I've watched over the years, Mark, is the way you've matured. You're coming into your senior year. Now you're the leader. I mean, before you were watching a lot of those kids when you were in ninth and 10th grade and seeing what they were going through, see how they handled things, whether it was adversity or handled the recruiting process. But over the last year and a half, I watched you up at the state championship game in Tallahassee, how you took care of business. Talk about that and how you've matured as a, not only as a football player, but as a person in the last couple of years.
Well, I owe it all to the guys, you know, in front of me. You know, I've been, you know, blessed to go to American Heritage. That's a great program, and, you know, it's just great people to look up to. And so, you know, I just owe it all to them guys. You know, they shaped me into the man I am today, so it's just a blessing. And yes, I have matured greatly, you know, learned to speak up for myself, learned more things than, you know, football can teach you.
Right. Here you had Coach Pat Surtain for a number of years, and great guy, great coach, a winner all the way. And now you have Coach Smith, who actually has been there all along. I mean, he's been was Coach Surtain's right-hand man. He did an excellent job. Talk about that and you know, what Coach Surtain meant for you and now what Coach Smith brings to the table.
Yeah, both of them have been a big impact in my life, you know, more than just being coaches. You know, when I joined the program early in eighth grade, you know, Coach Pat, he just, you know, even though I didn't start, he just said, you know, just trust the process. You know, he guided me early, and Coach Mike has always been there for me, too. I have both of them, you know, leaders in my life. And, you know, it just, I know that they're always going to be there for me, you know, even down the road when I'm a grown man myself. And it's just a blessing just to have those two, you know, coach me. So it's a blessing.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Fletcher Jr. joining us, running back at American Heritage and Plantation, committed to The Ohio State University. And before we get into that commitment, talk about what you're looking for to improve on in the next couple of months. Before, you know, when you get to be a senior, what are the things before you get it to Columbus that you, from a personal standpoint, want to work on?
I definitely want to work on my top-end speed. You know, when I pass those linebackers, I want to work, you know, going to score the big touchdown. I want to work on my vision a little more and just things of that nature.
Right. And here you have an opportunity on your team now to play with some pretty good guys. Brandon Innes, obviously, who will be a teammate of yours again for at least four more years. And then also, you know, here's Blake at quarterback, who is probably, you know, such an underrated player, but he has, you know, his injuries have kind of plagued him a little bit over his career.
Yeah, most definitely.
Talk about them and what they've meant to you, you know, and their contribution to help you become a better player as well.
You know, you always want to be surrounded by the best. And, you know, luckily I've been surrounded by that. You know, Brandon's a great player, but he's also a great person, you know. Outside, you know, those are my brothers, you know, even outside of the field. You know, even if we just chill around in my house, you know, we always find something that we can, you know, work better on. And we always compete versus each other. And I feel like, you know, once you're always around somebody who wants to win, then it just becomes easy, you know. And Blake, he's most definitely underrated. But I'm his biggest fan. You know, he can always say that for me. Everybody always rooting for him. He's a humble person. He's great. You know, even though he hasn't, you know, not all the way recognized yet, I still believe in him, and I believe he's going to lead us to state visit.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, and we'll talk a little bit about Ohio State, let's talk about some of the players that you've been surrounded with. And a lot of them have gone on to huge schools. A lot of them have just gone on to the next level. 2 years ago during the draft, here's American Heritage, a tiny high school in South Florida that had more kids drafted than Clemson. What was that like for you? I mean, you had been sitting there with a smile on your face thinking, wow. This is my school. And what was that like?
Oh, man, it's just awesome to look at. You know, I could be in their shoes one day. And it's always great when those guys come back. You know, they give us some wise words, you know, just, you know, tell us, you know, come on, keep going. Because they were in our shoes. So it's good to see where they came from.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, Columbus, Ohio is going to be a destination for you. Great program, one of the best in the country. They feature their running backs quite a bit, and especially a big back like yourself. Talk about that decision and, you know, what was the determining factor?
The determining factor for me was how would that environment be for me, because I already knew that they fitted my play style, and Coach Tony Alford, you know, he was different from a lot of coaches. I say this every time I talk about him because he really was. You know, I'm not just saying that. He's a great man. And just the way he showed me how they could use me, the way he broke things down for me, you know, it was all clear. And our relationship has got better. But I think what made me really commit was when I went up there. You know, I felt right at home. You know, I wasn't second guessing about anything. I knew that's where I wanted to go. So once I, you know, was comfortable, I was like, oh yeah, this is the spot. Everything's just falling into place, just how I want it.
Good stuff. I know that your family's going to have an opportunity to get up there and watch you quite a bit. I know your dad's really proud. He's followed you ever since. I mean, it's been great support on your family's side.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Shout out to my family.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, no, I know. I've watched your dad. He lives on every run that you make, believe me. I know that.
He's a great name. Shout out to my dad. I know he's listening right now. I love you, Pop.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Mark, I can't thank you enough. The best of luck to you. Obviously, we'll see you a bunch during this season. But again, have a really good summer. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Mark Fletcher Jr., great kid, great football player. I know the fans in South Florida are upset because he's not staying home. But hey, that happens. That happens. I mean, look at all those years that Miami was killing it. And guys like Marvin Jones and Steve Hutchinson and players like that would still go elsewhere. You know, I mean, it happens. I mean, Mark Fletcher's a tremendous talent. But you know what? He'll be a tremendous talent no matter where he's at. And that's the exciting part. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.